As we are continuing our study in 1 Samuel, we're seeing that one of David's greatest spiritual characteristics is his sensitivity and receptivity to the conviction of the Spirit of God and his willingness to repent. And I also believe it's one of the greatest deficiencies within Christianity today. We lack continual repentance. We lack sorrow for sin. We lack hatred of sin. We don't see sin as an affront to God. We continually self-justify and excuse and play victim cards. We live on the level of the surface and we say things like, well, yeah, but if she hadn't have said that, then I wouldn't have done this, without ever addressing the heart, what's in the heart, the pain that you want to inflict on someone else, the humiliation you want to bring. You see, that's where the sin lies. And we might not commit the act that we want to against an offending party, but the bitterness and loathsomeness may still exist. And that is just as damning. And that's what must be wrestled out of the heart. So when was the last time? When was the last time you did the work of repentance? Really fought and battled with the sin of the heart? When was the last time you mourned over your sin? When was the last time you yielded to the Lord and that you prayed, Lord, I want to hate this sin like you do. Show me its damaging cost and effects. Help me to love righteousness. I want to trust you in your way in this. When was the last time that that took place in your life? You know, maybe today would be a good day to set aside some extended time with the Lord and prayed over these matters and asked the Lord to give you a heart against sin and a love for righteousness like he has. And as you do that, please remember Garrison Orellana and his family. There are national changemaker missionaries in Peru. And I also want you to remember the Mandarin Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout China.